مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مارك السهابة, The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to this program. And it is our spiritual breakfast, remember 7 to 9. And from 8:30 to 9, we have Haji Abu Bakr Rawat. And this is on Thursdays. Alhamdulillah, let's welcome Haji Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To you, Mawlana Zahid. And the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, hope you are all well and in good spirit. May Allah Ta'ala accept all your ibadats, your rozas for this Muharram month, and increase for you in piety. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله. It is the 11th of Muharram, 1446. Some people are still keeping the Ashura fast, 10th and 11th, or others have already kept the 9th and the 10th. And just a reminder, those who perhaps you just opened your eyes Fajr time, since Fajr you didn't eat anything, drink anything, or you didn't engage with anyone and you still want to fast because you fasted yesterday, then what you can do is you can continue with your fast till Maghrib. You don't eat, you don't do anything that breaks the fast. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept it from us. Haji Saab, what's on the menu?
The menu today, how to save ourselves from sudden death, to prepare for our graves. Inshallah, by next week we'll have how to prepare for our grave, a picture to say what will be on your right hand side, your left hand side, and at your feet side. So I seen this at one family's place. The auntie had it in the kitchen, how to prepare for my abode, my final abode. So a wise person always prepares for death. And Allah give us all tawfiq to practice for death, for our final abode. Our late Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Ibrahim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that this durood, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi alfa alfa marra, is very beneficial for preparation of death. That if you recite it 1,000 times from Maghrib till Asr on Friday, Allah Ta'ala will bless you. When you see your palace in Jannah, then you know your time is near to leave the world. And this incident happened in our family as well. It's a very pious woman. And she used to read this durood 1,000 times every Friday without fail. And when she saw the palace, she went to each family person to ask for maaf, clean the slate. And Allah blessed her with a Friday death as well. So Allah Ta'ala is kind and merciful to the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that He gives us all opportunities to come closer to Him and to His marifat and recognition. And last weekend, I lost a good friend of mine, Sheikh Salim Bulbulia, who was an accounting teacher. We were together in school from Standard 6 to Matric. And what an amazing human being. That one friend of mine I met in the week was telling me that he was weak in accounting. So he came to Sheikh Salim and he told him that I need help. So he said, no problem. He says to keep me up till 2 o'clock in the night. And I used to tell him, let me SMS, my father will come pick me up. He used to get very angry. He says, why you want to disturb your father's sleep? I'll go and drop you. But my father used to come. And every time I asked him, he says, Mr. Salim, what do I owe you for tuition? He said, I can't charge you anything because your son came to me for help. So it's my duty to help him. Money is not the criterion. And he says, the nights we used to spend long is to give me money to go and buy food to eat so that I don't feel hungry while we are on tuition. And he's to take out of his own weekend time to teach me. So today it's a rare commodity. Today we find in our society that people sacrifice to help the creation. And there were many incidents like that were mentioned about him on the WhatsApp group also. that how he used to help students, pick them up, give them money to go and buy food, and then teach them. So these are legacies that they leave behind that you cannot forget. And if we are grateful to creation, we can be grateful to the Creator. These are simple lessons for us to learn, but very, very effective. And in our family also, an 18-year-old girl, Mubashara, passed away. She came from holiday from Mozambique, and she developed a rash on her face. She went to doctor, they put her on a drip and left. And the Saturday night, she spoke to her father. She said, please come sit with me on the musalla. She got up for Fajr. She read a Fajr, made tea for her father, and she went back to sleep. And that was her final sleep. And the father, when he wake up 9 o'clock, she had left the world. And alhamdulillah, they had quite a few ladies in the family had good dreams of her. She gave up her schooling to go and do her heaps classes on Takolia's farm. Mm. And alhamdulillah, she finished 10 para. So I say, how fortunate is she that the malaika will come and teach her till the day of Qiyamah. Mm. And then she's buried in Anala's grave. So Allah Ta'ala, in different methods, use different ways to bless people. And how fortunate Anana must have been that his granddaughter is buried with him.
Mm.
So this is life. We, as a Muslim, we always wish the better for the next person. And then continue with the hidden saint of Middelburg, late Maulana Suleiman Ananwi, was a very pious person that I remember in my young days in Leidenburg. Maulana used to get very angry when he used to see me with short trousers. He used to make me isla at that time. He used to call my father and shout him also.
Mm.
Why is he walking? It was not actually short, it was Bermudas. But he said, next time I come, I want to see him with kurta and trouser. He said, that's how a Muslim child is. So it made me realize today that how our pious predecessors inculcate into us that from small, dress your children accordingly. So when it comes to time to wear kurta and trousers, they don't feel, why must I wear kurta and trouser? This is the sunnah of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But they made sure from young age they inculcate that. Even for young girls, they made sure that they wear scarf or burqa, a small, short one. But to inculcate that, that this it is your code of dressing.
Mm. And I remember, just to have to interrupt, our brother Abdul Ghaffar, he used to see any my daughters or anybody. I know it was his practice. He'll start screaming like out of happiness, and we couldn't understand it. Hey, this is Jannah. These are the women of Jannah wearing their burqas and dressed like Muslimin. And alhamdulillah, they tell them when he passed away, they were also like saddened by his death. I think Hajisab, you were there also for his janaza. They had to wait and wait. So many people were coming in. But yeah, this is the reality. But this also what Hajisab said about the covering the thighs, how important is it? Masjid sometimes, once I was in a masjid, sitting next to someone and his kurta was up. So you could see his whole thigh. And I said to him that the thigh is part of awrah. So, plus you in the house of Allah. You should at least make effort to cover it. So at least for now, cover it with your kurta. Because the way you're sitting, you can see your thighs. This is disrespectful. Amongst the youth also, Hajisab, how strange is it? That when they tell us, to lift your pants above your ankles, then we lift it above our knees. Because according to the Hanafis, the satr is from below the navel to the knee, including the knee.
Okay.
Including the knee. But the youth will say, you find many elderly people running and all of this, above the knee. So that aura is being exposed. So that's why I said to a few people, we can't even look at the men today. We can't. We have to. You can't lower your gaze because then you're going to look at it. And then when it's said to us that keep your pants above the ankle, then we drop it below the ankles. Always we're seeking to go against Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are important lessons for us, for myself and all of us to abide by, inshallah.
Inshallah. And like we watch soccer matches, all those with short trousers, with full 90 minutes, we watch till the end. That is also watching the next person's sitter parts of his body, which is also wrong. So for that, what we've been doing in the past, let us make istighfar also. Ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. Allah Ta'ala's doors of forgiveness are always open. And this is lessons for us to learn. We all make mistakes. Nobody is perfect. We're all in that category. Some make different mistakes, but always keep to istighfar. Like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to read 70 times to 100 times, different narrations. So let us be in that practice. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give us tawfiq at the time of before death to repent and to ask forgiveness from the creation, wherever we've made mistakes or fought with. And continuing with Maulana, once Appa bought brand new curtains and she put in the house and she liked beautiful stuff. So when Maulana came in the evening, he saw the curtains were over the windowsill. So he quietly went, took a scissor and cut all the curtains that were put in. So Appa realized immediately. So he told her, say, Appa, on the day of Qiyamah, who's going to give hisab for that material that was over the windowsill? The hadith says that you only cover the window. It didn't. Today we, unfortunately, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we put the curtain from the ceiling to the floor. Now all that extra curtain material that you used, who's going to give hisab for that? Because Allah said, cover the curtain or the door. If we have sliding doors, just the sliding door. But today it's common in every home that we give parda to the wall also.
And parda to the chairs of the weddings.
Special cover.
But no parda on the face. Yeah. Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah.
Inshallah. So continuing with that, he was very pious person and always used to keep to sunnah. He was very strict on sunnah. That when Maulana Yusuf bin Nori came from Karachi, it's mentioned in this book also, that they took him to Kruger National Park to go and see lions. So Yusuf said, park the car here for 10 or 15 minutes, 5 kilometers from the gate. So he said, all close your eyes, I'll tell you when to open. So they all sat, said, carry on reading to Durood Sharif. So he told them, open the eyes. So alhamdulillah, 20 lions came, 5 males, 5 females, and 10 cubs. And they all sat around the car. My late father was also in the car. So Hazrat told them, now look to your eyes full, how much you want to see. So they sat for 15 minutes. So Hazrat told them, all right, now, which other animal you want to see? They'll come to us, inshallah. So they said, no, Hazrat, we just came to show you the lions. And they were so astonished that look how Allah Ta'ala works with his pious servants. When they raise their hands and make dua, those duas are immediately accepted in the court of Allah.
My our Ustad Mulana Suleiman Choksi, Tamut Barakatu, same, and used to go to Kruger National Park. So his family used to tell him that, how come when we come with you, we see all these animals? We see animals which we don't normally see, and we come here so often. He said, what's your intention? Once I asked him that, can we have an Islamic intention? He said, immediately he said, أَفَلَا يَنْدُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Have you not seen the camel, how it's been created? So the looking at that creation is not just for looking at it. It's for a purpose. And when you're looking at the greatness of Allah, then He will make it possible. Just now I was mentioning, they said they found a spade-tooth whale in New Zealand. Scientists are amazed by it. But Quran Sharif says we created that which you do not know.
So these are all lessons for us to learn by seeing the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what their power is. And then Maulana returned from there to Leidenburg, and then he went to the trout farm where Maulana Suleiman rahmatullah alayhi was with. So he told him, tell the owner, I'll give him the history from where trout started. So they had about five big pages there on the board. So he did the translation. So this person was so surprised and said that up till the history of this organization, nobody has ever told me the history of trout. And Maulana revealed it section by section, how it came to South Africa also. So this white person was so happy that he went to the hatchery and he caught four big trout fish and he gave it to my father. He says, tell auntie to prepare it for your guest, and if you need more, come and fetch. So these were the lessons we learned, and it's written in this kitab also, that how our pious predecessors were so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how much they appreciate all the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, this week I did some research on water, how much of water we waste. So I put the shower on and I put a bucket at the bottom. In 1 minute, we use 5 liters of water in the shower. In 2 minutes, 10 liters. So if we spend more than 15 minutes in the shower taking ghusl, we waste 75 liters of water. So one friend of mine told me, I put an alarm clock on my cell phone that I can't spend more than 10 minutes in the but he said, I do with bucket. So alhamdulillah, my faraz ghusl is 10 liters and my sunnat ghusl is 20 liters. So compare 20 liters to 75 liters. So you're wasting 55 liters of water and not realizing it, but these are the amount of water that we waste. And all this we're going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That these ni'mats I gave you, how much did you waste? And some of them sit 15, 20 minutes, up to half an hour in the shower. Like the one friend of mine in the plaza I went was fuming. So I asked him why. He said, I just got on my phone, this person from London came and he showered. I got 2,000-3,000 liters. 300 liters. He finished 600 liters of water in 1 hour. And this person was fuming. So I jokingly said, did he come out whiter? Say the same complexion. So I said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. 600 liters of water in 1 hour. So that is, israf is a very great sin. In everything, eating, all that. Sometimes you find people leaving food on the side of the plate. They don't complete it. They don't clean with the plate with their finger. That is all barakah. And our late Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say the pieces of bread, roti on the side of the plate, put your finger, that beautifies your hur in Jannah. So you want to beautify your hur, pick up all those crumbs and pieces of meat that fell on the side. It's sunnah.
Now all the men will do it.
Inshallah.
Gee, 100%. It's pertinent pieces of advice.
There's all these little things, if we look after, inshallah, the big things will follow.
And this year, Allah Azza wa Jal gives, imagine I say to someone that you're the brother of shaitan. Nobody will like that. But if you open the Quran Sharif, turn to Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 27. Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The squanderers, those who waste, they are the brothers of shaitan. So this is important that we do not be part of that group.
Well, alhamdulillah, yesterday I visited one of the drugs rehabilitation center in the hall. So one brother told me, we're running this program since 10 years now. And how we reform these brothers that are on drugs. So he told me a very interesting thing. They got a center in Durban. It's on the farm. They keep the patient up to a year or a year and a half. They teach them farming and different things. He said, but when they do farming, they're so relaxed. So I asked him the women's section. He said, the women's section, we can't keep more than 10 ladies.
Hmm.
The men, we have 65. So I said, comparison, for every 6 men, only 1 woman. He said, I want to relate an incident to you. He said, one young girl came, heavy drugged, sedated. So they calmed her down and gave her some tablets to calm her down. He said, middle of the night, she got up. She said, completely thin, like your size, Mazaid. She came and she pulled the whole burglar proofing with the bolts. She pulled it out. And the caretaker was sleeping. And it fell on him.
Mm.
And he got a shock of his life and he saw this girl. Thin, thin, because the amount of strength that she had with the taking of drugs. Really, brothers, listeners, the mothers, families are suffering.
Mm.
I met one old friend of mine for many years. Must be over 50 years ago. He tell me, "Bhai, my son is on drugs. He hits me. If I speak any word to him, he comes and he beats me up." Both of his sons are in this rehab. But inshallah, on the next program, we'll talk more.
Hmm.
That and me and my friend have decided that now whoever wants us to come and speak in the areas and towns, inshallah, we're prepared. My number is 082-938-4443. Please contact us. No charges whatsoever. We'll come on our own. We'll speak for 10 minutes and 5 minutes. We'll teach you this breathing exercise, Allahu. We tried it on quite a few patients and alhamdulillah, it works well. Because you're building on your spirituality. Once you build on your spirituality, Allah Ta'ala's help comes. Because now you're conscious of Allah and the nur of Allah, of His words are in your body. So inshallah, this evil habit becomes easy to leave. Inshallah, Allah give me the speaker first, Tawfiq, and all the listeners, and make it easy for those parents that are going through difficulty. For a few minutes, we'll just make dua, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا غفور يا كريم جزا الله عن سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الله forgive the ummah of سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والله guide the ummah of سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والله have mercy on the ummah of سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Ya Allah, wherever the Ummah are going through difficulty, help them, Ya Allah. Palestine, Kashmir, China, wherever they are in difficulty and being oppressed, Ya Allah, you give them your full help and nusrat, Ya Allah. Allah, love the Ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it easy for them, Ya Allah. The zamana of fitna and those parents whose children are on drugs, Ya Allah. Give them hidayat and take them away from this bad habit, Ya Allah. Lot of parents are suffering and crying through this bad habit of their children, Ya Allah. You accept them, elevate their stages and bring them on the road of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know our needs more than we know ourselves, Ya Allah. Give us the full needs, Ya Allah. This month of Muharram has passed. And those that have become shaheed in Karbala, elevate their stages, Ya Allah. And let us get in the habit of keep on sending Isa alayhi sawab to all the deceased, Ya Allah. You accept, Ya Allah. Allahumma inni as'alukum min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wasallam antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim wallah those that are not married give them pious spouses males and females ya Allah make it easy for them for a long time some of the others are looking for spouses ya Allah accept their du'as, Ya Allah, and make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi, wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi, wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, wa alhamdulillah.
Ameen, ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan, Haji Sahab, for joining us and giving us some important lessons which we need to abide by. And just one more point that I'd like to share on the dastarkhan. That imagine it is Mufti Shafi Saab, rahmatullah alayh, Grand Mufti of Pakistan, and he mentions this incident, our Ustad Dawli, to us, that he's sitting there, and he says he's the Sadr Mufti of Darul Ulum Dioban. And one of the teachers there said, he was helping to remove the food of the dastarkhan. So he said to Mufti Shafi Saab, till now you haven't learned how to take off the food from the dastarkhan. And he's, Mufti Shafi Saab is relating this incident. And he's saying that, imagine I'm the Sadr Mufti, but today I'm learning how to remove food from the dastarkhan. So they said, okay, bring a container. We'll put all the chicken bones in here. That's for the cats. Bring this for the birds, this, everything into different containers for the creation of Allah. Said, today, this is how you learn how to take off food from the dastarkhan. So many lessons, we're always learning something new, and we shouldn't be shy to learn. So today also many lessons learned. We say, Jazakumullah khairan to Haji Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.